Aleishu chelek beis shin vav, the ninth vav, emuna bischiyas ameisim. Kasher dibarnu al emuna be'olam haba, hevenu es divrei chovos levavos betoch hachatoy. So when we spoke about emuna olam haba, we cited the chovos levavos at the end, sheshamo me'es aguf betachlis, where he speaks harshly about the body, pigger muvas memayan irpash, a carcass that stems from a muddy spring. We saw that the main issue that interferes in Aymuna in Olam Haba, the fact that our minds are devoted to building our lives, our physical lives. We started this aphorism. The more one devotes to building the body, and body in a figurative sense as well, the less one devotes to building the nefesh. הרי האמונה בעולם הבא מחייבת אותנו להזדהות יותר עם הנפש מאשר עם הגוף. אמונה בעולם הבא obligates us to identify more with the nefesh than with the body. אם לא מבטלים קצת את הגוף, if one doesn't to some, to a little extent, one doesn't negate a little bit the body, קשה מאוד להגיע לאמונה בעולם הבא. It's very difficult to reach אמונה בעולם הבא. אולם, however, מעומק בריאת האדם, from the deep perspective of the creation of man, we have to realize ki oisa guf nimas ufer muvas, that body that the Chovos Levavos speaks about as a repulsive structure, etc. Who tachlis abriya? That body is the purpose of the bria. We've said this many times in Alei Shul, that the purpose is to make the body kadosh. Hava nisbanin bevur Ramchal bedas tivunois binyan tchias amisim. We're going to look at how the Ramchal discusses in das tivunois the concept of tchias amisim. As follows, it's a lengthy quotation from Das Tvunos in Siman Sameches all the way to Siman Ein. Hine inyan techiyas amisim bekitzur v'chlal pashut. The concept, when you speak about it briefly, is straightforward. Ki ka'asher bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam guf unshama, Kadosh Baruch created a human being as a composite of body and soul, la'avoid ulmasa shneim ke'echad, both are instructed to bear the burden, it's called Avodas HaKodesh, to perform Avodas HaKodesh, HaTorah V'mitzvah SheNosan Lahem, the Torah, the mitzvot that were given to the body and the soul. Hinei ra'u, it follows, it's appropriate, SheGam BeKabbalas HaSachar HaNitzchi YechDavyu, that when receiving the eternal reward, they'll be together. Ki lo yitachen sheyaguf amel v'lo loy. Not possible that the body should toil and receive nothing. V're'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapech secha kol briya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not deny any creature, any created being, its just reward. Aval ma shetzarech lisboinen, so that's straightforward. What does require reflection, hu al pirtei chibozeh, are the details of this connection, shel guf u'neshama, the connection between the body and the soul, b'ischabam, when they initially come together, b'yipardam, when that connection is dissolved and they separate, and when once again they come together completely, that requires thought. That's what happens. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with people. Hakavanah elyona, the supreme intent, alo shamata kvar, meaning Hashem's intention, His project, is to bestow goodness upon man, to reward him to the extent that he has perfected himself. Here's the concept we mentioned above, we're not citing that, the concept of the shortcoming of man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this body initially as a physical structure, not fit as it was created to be illuminated. It's opaque. Mipnei mizgoi hashafel, ki ein lavoi el shara melech, that's of course from Megillas Esther, one may not come to the king, ulvaker bechalo el hashtemei hachana, unless one is fully prepared. Vezeh hachoyshech hashemutba hu bechoko shel haguf hazeh, that darkness, that opacity, which is naturally part of this body, part of its makeup, hu hasam bekirbo eskol hatavoi sarroi sarshelto esboi, that's the source for the negative desires that dominate the body. The oisei se alul lechol mikim harayim amtzim esin, makes it vulnerable to all negative events that overcome it. Vezeis shenis, then secondly, asa neshama ha-teira, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the pure soul, ha-chatzuva mitachas kisei ha-kavoid, so to speak, carved from Kisei HaKavod, v'horida unfacha b'seich haguf hazeh, and he brought it down and blew it into this body, l'taharoi l'kodshi, with the purpose of sanctifying that body. V'zeh ma she'tzarich l'havin, this is what needs to be understood. Ki ein seif hakavana b'vias ha'neshama b'guf. The ultimate intent in the neshama coming into the body is not to give it life in this existence. Aval ikar bi'aze, the main purpose of bringing the soul into the body, is to purify the body while the soul is in it, to raise it from its low physical level, in darkness, to the supreme level, to be like the malachim. V'davar ze matzanu kvar b'Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a precedent with Moshe Rabbeinu shezachah v'zikei cheskom yosoi, that he purified his body to the extent ad sheshav l'madagas malach mamash, where he reached the level of a malach. Ach haderech asher bo yituchal neshama lezakei cheskufa. How is it that neshama purifies this body? Halo b'maaseh ha-mitzvois v'kiyum ha-teira. It's through engagement in mitzvois and teira, ki ner mitzvah v'sera oir. Both of them are light, and that light operates on the body and makes it more and more zach, pure. So the author, Hari Tachlis Kavanei Tzirei, She'aguf Yenitzchi. The ultimate purpose is that the body should be eternal. Ilu zacha Adam Rishen, ve'lo yichata, had Adam Rishen not sinned, haya hu kvar chay l'nitzach begufo. He would have continued living for eternity in his body. However, we need gezerah misal bnei Adam, that didn't happen, and misal was decreed upon human beings. Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yishlim chas v'chalil imatzavam zeh shel bnei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reconcile himself to this state of humanity. Hu nasalun es Torah soi. He gave us a Torah, v'hi aderech l'avien l'chayil ha'maba, chayil netzach shel guf u'nshama yachad. The Torah is the path bringing one to chayil ha'maba, meaning eternal life of body and soul together. Hadvarim berurim umuvanim heitev. These are clear, straightforward matters. Adkan.